Hey guys, I have a brand new podcast to tell you about. It's called Binge Kill Chill. Binge Kill Chill is a podcast all about the streaming world, from The Mandalorian to Stranger Things to all the new stuff coming, like HBO Max and Peacock. Binge Kill Chill is hosted by TC, a Twin Cities OG, and his British co-host who looks like Sweetums from The Muppets. It's not a good look, but thankfully, TC still has that Minnesota sexiness going on. Check it out on Spotify, Apple, or Google. We guarantee it doesn't suck.
Going back into Power Trip Betts' tweets is depressing.
I am tired and alone.
Welcome to the Bets and Quotes podcast, a podcast for the rubes, by the rubes, talking all things Power Trip. Bets and Quotes is hosted by Chuck, better known as Power Trip Betts, and Dave, the one and only Power Trip Quotes. They were going to get an apartment together and see how things went, but settled on a podcast instead. Our legal disclaimer is simply that Lawyer Lambert probably likes us better than you, so good luck suing us. We hope you enjoy this episode, but if not, feel free to play Jax on 494.
Welcome to the Bets and Quotes podcast. I'm your co-host, Chuck.
And I'm Dave.
And Dave, something has taken over the Power Trip this week, and it's a little Netflix thing called Tiger King. How far into Tiger King are you?
So I'm through an episode and a half, I think, just like you were when I texted you this morning. But, I mean, they've almost spoiled the whole thing, so I don't even know if I need to watch it anymore.
They have given out lots of information about it, that's for sure. You could tell it's a sports abyss because they're singularly focused on that. It is completely dominated Monday and Tuesday. So, yeah, I feel like I've seen a lot of this, but it's still, the funny thing is I lived in Oklahoma for a while because I went to college there and worked there for a while before I moved to Florida. And nothing that I've seen so far surprises me at all about Oklahoma. So I think it's going to get crazier, and I think there will be some things that do surprise me. But so far, it's kind of par for the course for Oklahoma.
I love
the scene where he's just standing out there with a tornado right behind him. And it's just like, yeah, no big deal. What are you going to do?
Just with no regard for human life.
Absolutely. So... oh, yeah, I'm buckled up, so 5.5 episodes to go, so here we go. All right, well, tonight we've got lots of things for you. We're going to do the bets update. We got the quotes of the week. In your thoughts, we're going to do Rate That Impression. We're going to give you the Power Trip in a Minute from today. Thought you might like to hear that, so we'll drop that in there for free today. Normally that's something reserved for Patreon people, but it's a good day to drop it in there. Then we got quotes, notes, and we're going to answer our Power Trip trivia question today. So before we get to all of that, speaking of Patreon, we got some shout outs for Patreon supporters. So we're getting through these slowly but surely. Ben Schmidt, thank you very much for your support of the podcast. Alex Clock, thank you as well for being a Patreon supporter. And Chris Thompson, who is a high roller. So thank you, Chris, for that. Thanks to all of our Patreon supporters. We really, really appreciate you. And if you guys want to know more about how to support us, it's patreon.com/betsandquotes. You'll get things like the Power Trip in a Minute delivered every day, usually by 5 o'clock, but some days stuff happens. So you can check that all that stuff out there, and we'll be happy to have you as a supporter for the podcast.
I just wanted to interject there for a sec. I'm always worried that one of these times it's going to be like my mother-in-law or like my mom or dad or something that we thank for joining the Patreon, because obviously you don't know their names. I'm like, oh man, that would be kind of weird, or would it be cool, or I don't know.
Yeah, mostly it's just been our Twitter friends and other rubes that we've seen on there so far. So no one we wouldn't want to be a Patreon supporter. I welcome everyone. So
yes.
All right, well, let's get rolling with the bets update.
Here's this week in Power Trip Bets.
Power Trip Bets. Power Trip Bets.
Power Trip Bets.
Power Trip Bets, though.
Where's Power Trip Bets when you need him?
Ask Power Trip Bets.
Is Power Trip Bets drunk?
You want to bet?
Ooh. Well.
They're memorable. They're timeless. They'll probably get meat sauce fired. It's time for the quotes of the week.
Power Trip Quotes.
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 All right, it is time to get to the quotes of the week. And honestly, Chuck, I even texted you about this. This was probably the hardest since we started doing this segment. This was the hardest it's ever been to narrow it down to three.
Lucky.
So we're doing five this week. And really, I had a tough time getting it down to five. A lot of heat coming from the Power Trip. So let's get started with the king of quotes at number five. It's Chris Hockey.
Hey, whoever we can find down the hall. Inside That's the plan right. for the foreseeable future. Is
you might have to start tapping your sales department. Or...
No. Oh, they're not.
You know what? I've been trying to do that for 20 years.
Yeah. Sauce.
Yeah, I've
honestly,
tried.
Marnie, Sauce tries that every day pre-coronavirus.
I was real close, and then La Fagan left.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, Marnie needs to watch her verbiage when she's on the Power Trip.
I kind of like she's kind of a loose cannon, and she doesn't watch her language too much on throwing out innuendos and everything. So it's nice bait to throw out there for quotes.
Absolutely.
All right, well, we're going to move to number four, and it is our good friend, Paul Meat Sauce Lambert.
Wales, dude. Wales.
Sauce can't relate.
Yeah. Why?
I barely graduated.
Minnetonka High. You obviously graduated head of your class in the a-hole department.
Yeah,
you were. Yeah, crude Corey.
Good one.
Yeah, you graduated summa cum laude in the mean class.
Boy, I'm so glad that's how you said it.
Yeah, the mean class.
Oh.
I love that so much. It didn't get as much traction as some of the, the top three quotes. But man, that one killed me. Cum sum laude of mean class. Genius, genius,
genius.
Well, speaking of genius, we got more from Sauce here at number three.
My dog Zero was the meat sauce of that class.
No kidding.
Right, dog's paying attention, listening.
Right.
My dog's in the corner being like, when do we leave?
Yeah. Yeah.
I want out of here.
Well, that dog
got the right family. Money.
That dog had a marriage last 14 months.
Wow. That's the one where Creasel needed to be there to go, cheese.
Yeah, where was he on the Opal there, man? Yeah, it's one of the triggers if you make fun of getting divorced or not having legs or saying bitch. That falls right in the slot there.
The triple crown of quotes.
Yes. All right. At number two this week, it is our good friend, John Creasel.
Saints coach Sean Payton has tested positive for coronavirus.
Oof.
He's 56. He says he's in the 20% of cases with no fever, no cough.
Ooh.
Because if he had a fever and a cough, he'd complain to the officials about it.
Jeez.
There it is.
Yep. Yeah, I have a feeling that one's going to go a long way in the tournament in 2020 here.
Sean Payton's looking for looking for the officials to change their ruling on coronavirus.
Yes. Yeah, he's skull clapping somewhere. All right. Well, and at number one this week, he was hot. He had three of the five. It is, again, Paul Meat Sauce Lambert.
You don't... Like, Kayla wouldn't mess around with C-3PO?
I don't think C-3PO's her type. Hmm. He's not. He doesn't seem very masculine.
Well, yeah, and C-3PO has legs.
Oh, my God. My God.
That's
wow.
That's pretty good.
Nothing like a good losing your legs joke.
Yeah, Sauce hot this week. 3 out of 5.
Yeah, I know. I think it was that day that the Sean Payton one came out of. There was like a dozen quotes just from that day, so it was a hot week for quotes.
It's time for the weekly segment of Your Thoughts. Copyright Dark Star.
All right, this week on Your Thoughts, we're going to do Rate That Impression, Power Trip in a Minute, and of course, Quotes Notes. Haven't done this in probably a month, Rate That Impression. And to date, it's always been Chris Hockey that has been the subject of Rate That Impression. But we're going to go a slightly different direction to begin with. Don't worry, if for those of you that love the Chris impressions, we do have one from Chris. But we're gonna visit Corey's impressions. They're not as frequent as Chris, which is why Chris is kind of the main focus of Rate That Impression. But Corey's got some, and he's got some good ones. I have a feeling he might get some higher overall scores than Chris was getting for some of his impressions.
Absolutely.
So we'll dive into it, and we're gonna start the first one. We're going to play the original first and then Corey's impression second. And we're going to start with the lead singer of AC/DC, Brian Johnson. One hot angel, one cool devil, your mind on the fantasy, living on the ecstasy, give it all you got, give it what you got.
I just said stupid lizard.
Yeah,
don't know
you
why.
Said stupid lizard.
Matter.
Yeah, right.
It's off an ice skate. Come on and skate. Out of the X. 2 hours for a 3 second cut.
Electric.
Corey loves to do the ow.
Yes. Oh. So my just a couple notes that I had from that one. I obviously love it, and it's definitely a top five impression for Corey. I do think he gets extra points here for he kind of dolls it up a little bit. I think if he was really trying to be more accurate on how Brian Johnson sings the AC/DC songs, I think he could do it even better, but I think he tries to exaggerate that, that deeper part. And he also improvs lyrics, making fun of Sauce or, throws in everything else in there too. So he definitely gets high marks from me.
I'm just waiting for the day that Corey strains his vocal cords so much that he faints in studio doing a Brian Johnson impression. Yeah. That would be the ultimate like power trip moment.
So. Yeah, between that one and his Shakira impression, those are the two that definitely strain push his vocal cords to the limit.
What Shakira impression? I thought that was Shakira. All right, so out of 5 Blue Chew chewables, how many Blue Chew chewables are you giving Corey for Brian Johnson?
I'm going to give him 4.4 Blue Chews.
Yeah, I think that's right in my neighborhood. I'm gonna go slightly even higher than that. We're going to go 4.7 Blue Chew chewables. So nice. That's definitely one of Corey's home runs. Well, next up is when Corey impersonates the movie phone guy.
Welcome to Movie Phone. The movie you selected is playing at the Beartown Cinema. Showtimes are 7 o'clock.
Hello, and welcome to Movie Phone.
Yeah, that's a pretty good one. Nice job. That's good.
Yeah, that was
if you know the name of the movie you'd like to watch, press 1 now.
That's pretty spot on.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good. It's a little... I don't know. There's something about it that, it definitely doesn't have the same... I don't know if it's he's got the tempo right. He's just it's almost like it's just off like an octave or something. But
yes, yeah, it's a little deeper and a little lower, but the cadence is there. It's a very solid impression.
It's definitely better than the one that Kramer did on Seinfeld when he ultimately the best line of that is when he at the end when he can't figure out the movie when he goes, "Why don't you just tell me the name of the movie you want to see?"
that's a genius scene.
Oh, that was a genius episode. So I'm gonna go first on this one. It's good. It's definitely not in the Brian Johnson category. I'm gonna go 3.99. Not quite 4 blue chewables for him.
Okay, I'm gonna go a little lower, and I'm gonna go 3.8 blue chews.
All right. Well, next up, and I'm not sure because you pulled this audio clip exactly which one you did, because this is the one impression that Corey does where it's generally a good one, and it's generally going to get a high score. But there are also a few times where, for whatever reason, it just doesn't strike me quite right. So depending upon which clip you pulled, this could definitely vary in the score. Yeah. And we're talking about Kermit the Frog.
Hi-ho, Kermit the Frog here, and this is a mystery box. You see, if anybody can guess from the clues I give what is in this box, then they can keep what is in the box.
Is it cookie?
That's aggressive. I didn't realize Kermit could...
I gotta go, guys, because you need some lip injections.
Ooh, give it to her.
I will. My froggy parts are tingling.
Bye, Kermit. Yeah, so that one's up, you know, behind the scenes here. It took me like 4 hours to try to find that impression. But yeah, obviously over the phone he was calling in, so it's not as the best audio, but I do think it is a top five impression for Corey.
It's definitely good. It's definitely not one of the best ones. There's a couple other ones I can think of off the top of my head that are... I don't know. And they're funny, too. They're, like, even funnier. I did like the parallels there where you had the bulk of the audio that we listened to was Kermit the Frog, whether it was real Kermit the Frog or Corey. And then at the very end of both clips, the first clip, you had Cookie Monster going, "Cookie!" And at the very end of the other clip, it was Meat Sauce chiming in, who Meat Sauce doesn't do a bad Cookie Monster impression, whether true on purpose or accidentally. So
I'm glad you noticed that. I definitely tried to do that. So I'm glad you pointed that out.
Well, I'm going to, I'm going to give him 4, a solid 4. I think that was better than his movie phone impression, but there are some other Kermit the Frog ones out there. If we run across them, we'll definitely have to put those in the bank, because there's a few where he just absolutely nails it.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Obviously he, if I'm just rating his Kermit impression over the years, I'm going to go with 4.2. But I think, obviously, if you're just basing off this clip, I think it's probably around 4 flat.
All right. And the last one that we've got for you today, we started the show talking about it, Tiger King. Chris has been working really hard on his Joe Exotic. And I've actually pulled 2 separate full quotes here. So you'll hear them both back to back. Joe Exotic first, Chris second. And we'll see how Chris stacks up against Joe.
Ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to video message number 29.
Martin, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to video message number 29.
You can guarantee I'm going to put a cap in your ass the first time to make you squirm around on the ground.
You can guarantee I'm going to put a cap in your ass the first time to make sure you squirm around on the ground.
Holy F, like 5 point. This is the first 5.0 I'm giving out. Wow. I'm not kidding. When I went to go pull some of this audio, because it's dominated the last 2 days, there were times where I had to stop and think about whether it was Chris or whether it was Joe Exotic. It is that spot on. It is so freaking good.
It really is. And I think obviously the Indiana hockey in him kind of gives him a leg up on the field for trying to do that impression. So he's kind of got the base of that built in. And obviously he's probably watched 8 or 9 hours of it over the last few days. So he's got a lot of practice and he's heard it a lot. But yeah, that is outstanding. I don't know if there's another impression that he does better than he does his Joe Exotic.
And the other thing that this impression could do for him, if he really wanted to, is the very famous line, "What we've got here is a failure to communicate." Accidentally, his Joe Exotic almost sounds exactly like that.
Right.
what we've got here is failure to communicate.
So, that's pretty much spot on as well with Joe Exotic. So, on purpose and accidentally, Chris has absolutely nailed this impression.
Yeah, and I think this is a home run Halloween costume idea for him, based off of a couple of old photos of him back when he had the shorter bleach blonde hair. I think if he dyed his hair blonde again, and added some fake hoop ring earrings, and he's already got the voice, I think he would nail it as an awesome Halloween costume idea.
Yeah, he could definitely pass for Joe Exotic. So, well, that has been Rate That Impression. Next up, we are going to drop in the Power Trip in a Minute for today that we did for our Patreon users. Couple good things in there, so we just thought we'd give you guys a chance to hear it. Of course, if you want to hear Power Trip in a Minute every day, you can subscribe to us at patreon.com/betsandquotes, and you'll get this every single day, but every once in a while, we like to throw these out there for you. Welcome to Power Trip in a Minute, where our goal is to finish before Sauce does.
In a few minutes, bitch.
Today is March 24th, 2020. Take it away, Dave.
Hawk recorded some celebrity impressions to help promote people staying inside and end the spread of COVID-19. But it sounded more like Ricky Rubio and Joe Exotic doing impressions of those celebrities.
The guys debated which you would choose if you could only have Disturbed's original songs or their covers. Here's my choice.
The story was brought up that Kenny Rogers used to be a sharpshooter back in the Dale and used to nail a ton of threes. Chris nailed a bunch of twos in Colorado.
Zach did a Zach on the Street segment in his underwear. He must have been comfortable since he later appeared to completely fall asleep listening to the show.
The guys continued to spoil the documentary Tiger King for the second straight day. At this point, I don't think there's any need for the Rubes to watch it.
The guys brought up the fact that the new Rams logo has a penis in it. Judging by how white the penis looks, Corey must have modeled for it.
Corey says that he needs to exercise because he's been eating poorly since the coronavirus started. So he's been eating 20 chicken fingers instead of 15?
John Bonas believes the baseball season will start with games in empty stadiums. I guess I didn't realize they could configure Mariucci Arena for baseball.
A celebration was in order as Carly joined on her birthday. Her wish was for Jason to go back to Pittsburgh.
Rosie doesn't like the marshmallow cereal Lucky Charms. I guess he's still scarred from the time that PA showed him the purple banana. Thanks for listening. You guys stay safe. Next up, quotes notes.
Puedo ir al baño. Yo tengo no gatos. Last night I ate some pizza bagels. Tough call, I also like mini corn dogs, but hands down chicken nuggets taste better when they are shaped like little dinosaurs. No fucking sports to watch or shit to gamble on. I've completely lost my mind. It is time for quotes notes. What video games will I play? Or will I just get high? Which brand of seltzer will I buy? It is quotes notes time.
The only thing missing is we need to invite Justin Gard to our podcast so that he can complain about how long the open took and how we're not going to have any time to actually do anything.
Obviously, these opens are just an homage to how much I loved predictors back in the day. But come on, that was by far the best one I've done yet.
It was definitely the longest one that you've done so far. no, it was good. I like that one. That was good.
As if quotes notes isn't long enough. All right, let's get started with the first one. Just a quick one. They play Ghetto Superstar on Monday. That song bangs. Had that song in a lot of mixed CDs growing up back in the day, driving around in my my old Chevy S10.
Yeah, nothing like the hoods of St. Cloud to play Ghetto Superstar in.
Oh, it's not even that. I mean, it's not like a
hardcore rap song. It's that's just a straight up banger. Next up, Australian Football League. You know, in this gambling abyss, we've been trying to bet on basically anything that's on the menu, which included Cage Warriors 113 that Chuck, I think you even got into.
Yeah.
Gave you some picks. How did you end up doing, by the way?
I think I was even. So, okay. Yeah.
I wasn't sure if you took the parlays or not. But anyways, I also got into the Australian rules football, the Australian Football League. Started watching it. It was just complete chaos for the first three or four games I watched. But after that, I really enjoyed it. It's obviously a very unique sport if you haven't seen it before. It's really like a mix of rugby, soccer, and football. But yeah, I had a lot of fun watching it. And
it was big on ESPN back in the day. Like ESPN aired it like back in the mid 80s when I was a kid, and it was it was fun to watch back then. And then I, you know, just completely got away from it. And now when it's one of the only things left, yeah, you kind of get into it.
And then Saturday night they canceled their season.
Yeah.
So dirty bitch. We got to find something else. I think there's some UFC that's going to go on over in Europe in about 10 days. So hold on tight. All right. Next up, Billy on the Street. Corey brought it up. Outstanding show. It's on Netflix. Obviously, he was on Parks and Rec. He was maybe on some Saturday Night Live stuff, too. But obviously, he's just hilarious. And that's a fun, good, quick laugh in these weird times. Next up, Betts, you tweet a lot.
Yeah, apparently.
So on Friday, AJ said that you do, you know, you frequently tweet a lot. So I did a mini version of Quotes Investigates here. So I broke down the number of tweets that you sent in the month of March through this through today. And the number in this number did not include retweets. It's just organic tweets that you sent out yourself. And so far in March, you sent 71 tweets. Which comes out to 2.96 tweets per day. I compared that to AJ's account. Now, not his, you know, KFAN account. You know, he manages a number of other Twitter accounts. I'm just talking his personal ones and not including retweets. So far in March, AJ has sent out 114 tweets for 4.75 tweets per day. So, yeah, talk about calling the kettle black, AJ.
And I'm shocked it's actually that low. I think it's been a pretty quiet month for AJ based on that number.
Right. Well, he's obviously gotten a little political lately, if you follow him. So there could be a lot more to come there with the political season coming up.
Yeah, I just like the tone of it where he's like, yeah, he tweets a lot. Like,
yeah, I know. It's like, I would have been offended. I would have been like, come on.
I'm like, like you said, my average is about three a day. That's typically about what I'll tweet. I'm like, I try not to overtweet.
All right. Next up, I have the Curb Your Enthusiasm season finale was this last Sunday, and Corey nailed it on the head. Sadly, I thought this, I also, you know, I agreed with Corey. This was by far the worst episode of the season. That being said, I think it was overall my favorite season so far. Although I obviously really miss Super Dave as Marty Funkhauser, and they only addressed, I wish they would have addressed him more. They only really brought him up, I think it was the first or second episode, they just said that he was in China, and then they had just random actors like be like part of his family. Yeah, I don't know. Did you watch it, Chuck?
Of course. And Corey, I disagree a little bit. I don't like, he made it sound like the episode was just awful. It wasn't. The only thing I didn't like about I thought the episode was actually really, really good until the very, very end. Like when, yeah, you know, the fire hit, and then they wrapped everything up really fast. And it went from like, oh my God, here's the fire. And, you know, the three people that hated him got together, and then, you know, they've got the house next door, and it was just like boom, boom, boom. I thought it was like a really fast ending, and they just wrapped it up and kind of in a direction nobody really saw coming either. And, you know, I think it would have been a lot funnier if you know, like the whole penis guillotine thing in the bathroom, I was thinking that was going to be the very, very last moment where somebody right. goes into the bathroom and the last thing you hear for the season is, ah, you know, like somebody screaming from the bathroom. And I think that would have been a little bit better of an ending. But the episode itself, I thought was great. The Chaz Bono thing was freaking hysterical. Right. And that was absolutely brilliant. And yeah, Larry was just vintage Larry throughout that episode. The whole setup to what how the fire got out of control with Larry getting annoyed by all the emergency vehicles that were turning right. on their lights just so they could get to restaurants faster and everything. So yeah, I tend to disagree with all the people that were saying it was. I mean, it was, and that's the thing. It was a great season. Right. So you know, I'd have to go back and you know, it definitely wasn't the best episode. Of the season, but yeah, the only thing that really disappointed me was just like maybe the last 3 to 4 minutes of the episode. So, and maybe that's what people are just kind of remembering in their brain is just kind of it ended kind of lightly. It didn't end, you know, with a bang. So,
right. I should say, comparing it to those other episodes, like obviously it was a very strong. It was a good episode. It just the bar was set very high by the first 9 episodes of the season.
So. Yeah, I'd have to go back and I can't remember. It was either episode 2 or episode 3. It was like one of the two right before the Mexico episode that was just the best one of the year.
Yeah.
It was one of the two right before that episode that was kind of weak for me. And that's probably the one I would put up as the weakest one. But anyway, Everybody has their own opinion and that's fine. So I just think Corey's opinion is wrong.
Right. Opinions are like assholes. Everybody's got one.
That's right.
All right. Final one I had here was on Friday, we have the initials game number 300 that comes up here. Crazy how time flies. Thank you, AJ, for quitting for a week back on May 23rd of 2014. Corey's been kind of leading up to it this week and saying that he's got something special in store. I don't know if that means, you know, triple initials or... every item has a different set of initials or, you know, if there's going to be a crazy open or what that means, but, I'm very excited for it.
I have a feeling he's going to put together a really cool montage of various like highlights and stuff like that is my guess, but you never know. So I'm looking forward to seeing what he has. And if you do the math, cause episode 300 was supposed to be the Vegas episode. And of course the trip got postponed
too soon.
If you do the math, and we end up going in like mid to late June, now who knows how all this crap's going to work out, but there's a chance Vegas could be initials game number 311. And that would kind of be a cool moment to be in Vegas with Corey, installment number 311. So anyway, that's the next kind of cool number that could potentially come up. But I honestly don't think we're going to get to Vegas that quick. So we'll just have to see how everything works out.
Yeah, bonus quotes notes. They keep saying fall. Now, I would assume it would have to be before even like preseason Vikings football, I would assume. I don't know.
No, my guess is they'll probably, if they can't do it by like mid to late July, then it's going to be bye week. So, and we won't know bye week for a while yet. So, but yeah, and theoretically bye week could be as late as like early November, for the trip, or it could be as early as like late September. So somewhere, you know, somewhere in that kind of range. So actually, no, I take that back. It could be like late November, cause bye weeks go through like week 12, 13. So you're talking like late November, right around Thanksgiving time. So yeah, we might be at the mercy of the NFL schedule makers to figure out when we're going to go to Vegas. So think of, you know, Corey likes to talk about the butterfly effect, and I'm really shocked that he hasn't brought this up in the whole context of coronavirus. But one mofo eats a bat in China, and the whole freaking world for the rest of time is completely different. Like, right. Just in my life alone, the number of changes that have taken place and the number of things that are going to be different for me personally multiplied by everybody on the planet, because this is essentially affecting every single person on the planet. The butterfly effect is unbelievable from one dude eating a bat. And by the way, while we're at it, bats are the worst thing on the face of the earth. Kill them all, and we'll figure out everything else later. Corey with his snakes, I mean, I'm like twice that with bats. It's like, get rid of them all. Yeah. They're responsible for all these freaking viruses. Get rid of the bats. So I will die on that hill. You can at me about the mosquitoes all you want. I will cover myself in mosquito bites before I'd ever want to see another bat.
Yeah, I had a bat up in my, when I was in college up at St. Cloud. I had a couple of bats that were in my room for the summer, and I saw them one time and I was freaking out. I just like, I'm going to my parents' house, and I stayed there for like a month. I'm like, I'm not dealing with this shit right now.
And now they've got us all on lockdown. Thank you very much.
Yes, and pour one out because my flight was supposed to leave here in 15 minutes for Vegas.
Yes, yes.
All right, that's it.
All right, well, we have our trivia answer for this week. The question, of course, was superstar Mike Morris gave Corey two options for a nickname his first day at KFAN. Outside of the name he chose, Sludge, what was the other name he got to choose from? I think just about everybody that answered this got it right. I think we have one or two wrong answers, but the correct answer, of course, was Filth. Filth was the correct answer. And like I said, we have multiple people, and Mark Florence was our winner. He correctly guessed that the answer is Filth. So Mark, if I'm ever allowed out in public again, you have won a drink. So hopefully we will hook up at some point and we can pay off that debt.
Yes.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for this week's show. Dave, where can they find you at?
You can find me on Twitter or Instagram at PowerTripQuotes.
All right. And you can find me holed away somewhere in Kansas City or on Twitter at PowerTripBets. Thanks for listening. We will talk to you guys next week.
Thank you for listening to the Bets and Quotes podcast. Be sure to give us a rating on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. And if you think we're hideous, please lie. Baby, rain or shine.